January's Democratic victories in a pair of tight Senate runoff elections in Georgia ensured that Joe Biden would begin his presidency with his party as the majority of both chambers of Congress. In an era marked by deep and intense partisan divisions, single-party control of the executive and legislative branches might seem rare. But unified government at the beginning of a president's first term has actually been the norm, especially for Democratic presidents, according to an analysis of data going back to the 56th Congress. In fact, it's been the case for 16 of 21 presidents dating to Theodore Roosevelt. The five exceptions were all Republicans: George W. and George H.W. Bush, Ronald Reagan, Gerald Ford, and Richard Nixon. The current Senate is notable because it is evenly split between Democrats and Republicans, giving Democrats narrow control of the chamber, with Vice President Kamala Harris vote-breaking any ties. For more, visit pewresearch.org.